The World Naked Bike Ride came to London on Saturday the 9th of June. Thousands of people on their bicycles, going as bare as they dared. I'm Zoe Young, and these are my recordings for Indie Media Global Reports.
Come on, no clothes on! You need to get your clothes off!
I'm completely naked apart from gloves, socks and shoes, sunglasses and bicycle helmet.
So we're cycling down towards Trafalgar Square. Masses and masses of bottoms, and green people and orange people, and a sound system.
I'm the Australian coordinator for the World Naked Bike Ride.
And what drives you to do this?
A commitment to peace and the environment and humanity and nature, and against corporate influence on the decisions of government and public decisions that are badly affecting our future. They might be driving profits into the hands of a few, but that doesn't mean that they're good for the rest of the community. And I think governments are at odds with the sentiments of the public.
And how do you think riding around in the nutty is going to help that?
Look at the attention we're getting. The footpaths are lined six deeps with people paying attention. We'll be on the world news around the world tonight. People will have to understand that we've got an environmental message. It's not just for fun and silliness. That gets people's attention, but overall, people will think about it. They'll think about it with a smile on their face, so that's a good thing.
So I'm now cycling next to someone who has a Palestinian flag on and not much else. Can you tell me why you're dressed like that, please?
I really wouldn't want to see anybody I know here, to be honest with you. Not the wrong kind of people, anyway.
So it's not that you've just come from the Palestine demo or something?
No, but I could go there afterwards. So.
I'm going to chase these people on a tiny tandem, and I'm going to ask them, why are they naked in a tiny tandem? Can you tell?
We like getting naked in the centre of London, and we like any excuse to come out on our little tandem.
Nothing environmental then?
Oh, a little bit of that too.
No, we've done it 3 years running now, so it's really lovely.
And is it getting better? It's
the biggest one I've ever seen. It's massive this year.
This is such a world record. We've never had this size of a World Naked Bike Ride anywhere in the world. It's huge today, and I just can't believe it. These people, I've been asking people, really enjoying it, the atmosphere. They feel like the message is getting across well. And I think it's a nice thing to bring a lighthearted protest to London. The organization just exists to bring this ride together, and it's great because it means the rest of the year we can devote to our more important campaigning objectives, but this is really wonderful.
I'm going to ask some of the passers-by what they think is going on here. What do you reckon to this?
It is great. We are supporting you, and you are really brave. Congratulations. Honestly, we need this type of social activities and civil movements. Next time I'll be among you.
I've always been a bit unsure about the naked bike rides. I never really dared to come out. My bike did, but not me. And I'm still not quite naked, but I still think it's quite good. So now we're coming up to the Aldwych. And by now, I've got to say, quite a lot of the bums are beginning to get slightly reddish patches when people sort of shift and move a bit. And I think these people are not that used to naked ass cycling.
Oil be damned, tickled pink, gone green.
And why have you written that on your back?
Just in the spirit of the event. I'm not political.
No?
But this is such a nice way to make a point. Maybe raise a little consciousness among people on an area that's increasingly deeply important to us all.
Makes you think about all the war for oil, all them kids dying every day out in Iraq, English, American, Iraqi. Just need to get on your bike. And then there's a man with gas-free written on his buttocks. Now, why would his buttocks be gas-free? Excuse me, why are you gas-free?
I'm taking anti-acids.
You can kind of flirt when you're naked on a bike, but yeah, it's a bit surprising. Actually, it's a bit shy because, you know, you're not quite sure where to look.
It's 40 years since 1967. If you haven't taken enough acid yet, Go on, drop a lot of acid, then you can't drive. Get rid of your car and get a bicycle. It's almost midnight. Destroy your cars. Burn, burn, burn. Burn your cars tonight. Burn.
Are you sure that's ecological? Burning your car.
I don't think that's ecological, but it might be, because it might be better than a lifetime of driving. Destroy your cars tonight in an ecologically friendly manner. The trouble is you can't shout that.
It's hard.
It's easier to shout burn your cars tonight.
Yeah. Take your car apart. Get a hammer and smash your car.
Destroy your car.
So we're on Oxford Street now. I'd say at least half the people looking at us have got to get cameras out, their phones, whatever. And there's quite a lot of smirks, shock, funny expressions. It's very easy to get a smile out of people today. You just even have to look at them. It's quite different from your average Oxford Street day.
6 miles of cameras.
Everybody a citizen journalist. Oxford Circus, here we come. We're speeding down a great big empty Regent Street and round the corner. Where are we going? We're going into Mayfair next. Naked in Mayfair, eh? Now there's a bit of a queue of naked people for the cash point. There's a lot of the people on the ride now are photographing each other doing that. It's not just one big photo fest, though. There's more to it than this.
Where are you going to?
We're just going through the city. What do you think? Yeah. Did you ever see anything like this before?
Never.
Join us next year.
Not in the nude.
Yeah, you don't have to be completely nude.
I don't like cars, so I prefer my bike.
Can you tell me what you're wearing, please?
Shoes.
And a cigarette.
Yeah, the shoes and a cigarette.
So it looks like we're coming back to Hyde Park Corner where we started from. This has been the World Naked Bike Ride. Largest ever, apparently. And it's quite fun. Bike for the future.